WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
We begin this morning with First Weather and our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero. So, Dan, cold, but better news for the weekend.
That's right. If you're looking for slightly more bearable weather, I guess, then this forecast is for you. If you're hoping to build a snowman this weekend, better make it a small one. For today, it is going to be very cold out there. Temperatures in the 20s now, and we'll only see lower to mid-30s later on. Good sunshine, and the biting breeze will eventually die down, so there's some good news for you. Clear skies tonight, very cold temperatures. Lows upper teens to around 20, and tomorrow skies become mostly cloudy early on. Highs again lower to mid-30s. Any threat for snow will hold off until tomorrow night into Sunday morning through the early afternoon. Now, best chance of snow remains in the southern half of the state. Hardly any snow accumulation in North Jersey. About an inch of snow along the Interstate 195 corridor. 3+ inches possible in far South Jersey on Sunday. Highs will be in the lower 30s. It's going to be cold into next week. Belvedere 21, Cinnaminson 29, and Clark 24.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:02. Lawmakers looking into the hiring practices of the Murphy administration are growing increasingly frustrated over the lack of answers and baffled by the answers they are getting about how an accused rapist was hired into the administration then allowed to stay in his job for months. There were some tense moments at Thursday's hearings as the governor's chief of staff testified and then just walked out.
A half dozen times, special counsel Rosemary Alito suggested Pete Camerano did nothing to prevent Al Alvarez from being hired, and he either dodged the question or rejected its premise.
This is one of those things we can go on forever. If that's what you want to conclude, that's fine.
Obviously, you don't want to answer my question, but we can assume from your testimony that you took no action to prevent this hiring.
15 minutes later, Camerano asked for a break in the testimony and left the state house. His attorney, Chris Perino, says he'll return another day to finish.
There aren't physical or medical reasons. It's a long day, and I think the witness was tired.
At the state house, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
We'll have more on that and yet another scandal brewing for the Murphy administration in our next segment. Dan Zero's commuter weather. Temperatures are starting out at or below freezing just about everywhere. 20s for the most part across the board. Sunny and cold today. That biting breeze will finally die down. High temperatures only in the low to mid-30s today. Clear skies with some light winds and dry air, but very cold. Teens to around 20 for overnight lows. And then we are going to see in many areas of the Garden State some periods of snow this weekend. But Dan says we are not looking at the heavy accumulations that were feared earlier in the week, and he'll have a complete breakdown on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News. An indictment for one of New Jersey's top Republican political bosses and yet another scandal brewing in the Murphy administration. We'll have those stories in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Dan Zero's commuter weather. Temperatures are in the 20s, and we are not going to get much warmer today. Now, the good news is that biting wind chill is going to drop as the winds die down today. And yes, there is snow that is possible for the weekend, but no, it is not going to be the snowmageddon that so many were forecasting earlier in the week. Dan never succumb to that hype, and he'll have the full breakdown of what you can really expect this weekend coming up here in just a couple of minutes. President Trump is edging closer to declaring a national emergency to fund his long-promised border wall as pressure mounts to find an escape hatch from the three-week impasse that has closed parts of our government, leaving hundreds of thousands without pay. Some 800,000 workers, including thousands in New Jersey, still on the job, will miss their first paycheck today. Washington is close to setting a dubious record for the longest government shutdown in our nation's history. There is more now about the ongoing probe into the governor's hiring practices. The Ethics Council in the governor's office says the Equal Employment Opportunity Review initiated last March regarding an alleged sexual assault was closed 5 days after it was begun. It was conducted by the Attorney General's office, which was the usual course.
Heather Taylor, the Ethics Counsel in the governor's office since 2014, says the complaint was the first she'd referred that wasn't investigated due to a lack of jurisdiction. Neither the victim nor alleged perpetrator worked for the state at the time of the incident. It fell to Taylor to inform Katie Brennan her complaint wouldn't be pursued.
Ms. Brennan expressed appreciation for our concern. She stated that it was too bad that women do not have a recourse unless the incident occurs at work.
The decision not to pursue the matter under the EEO policy wasn't relayed to Brennan until 4 weeks after it was made. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Is a new scandal brewing in the Murphy administration now? Questions are certainly being raised about a shadow political group that is tightly allied with Governor Murphy. Murphy has helped them raise money, and they've run ads supporting him. Patrick Lavery joins us live this morning to explain more. Patrick?
Eric, the governor has publicly requested that New Direction New Jersey make the rest of its donor list public, but they've refused. They're not required to disclose, but Murphy and Senate President Steve Sweeney say they shouldn't have that option. Assemblywoman Holly Schapese adding that New Direction is shielding millionaires and big money organizations, encouraging dirty politics. A bill now in Trenton compels independent committees to be more transparent. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thank you. One of the state's top political bosses is facing federal indictment for allegedly evading $1.5 million in taxes and could face some serious consequences for the crimes he's accused of.
Following years of investigations, Ocean County Republican boss George Gilmore was hit with a 6-count indictment, charging him of evading taxes between 2013 and 2015, as well as filing false tax returns, making a false statement on a loan application, and failing to pay payroll taxes for his law firm. The power broker could face as many as 30 years in prison for the alleged crimes and more than $1 million in fines. Gilmore's attorney is confident his client will be exonerated. Matthew White, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 510 in Montclair. The alert went up this week when a little girl says a man approached her and talked to her from his car. Police now say he was not a child predator. He was just an Uber driver looking for his fare. The 11-year-old says the man asked her if she needed a ride to school. The driver had been hailed to the neighborhood and was just asking if she was the fare he was coming to pick up. A new study finds flyers being distributed by white supremacist hate groups are increasingly showing up on college campuses across the country. And that includes around New Jersey.
According to Leisha Brooks of the Southern Poverty Law Center, over the past year, there have been more than 1,000 flyer incidents on college campuses, 3 times more than the total in 2017. She says flyers were found on at least 8 college campuses in the Garden State, which is not a lot, but...
New Jersey has a long reputation of having hate groups present in that area. I mean, there's always been hate activity.
She adds white nationalist groups are using flyers because they generate a lot of attention and they also help to recruit new members. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Two girls who attend Middle Township High School in South Jersey are in trouble after posting racist images and hate speech to social media. The superintendent issued a statement confirming the incident on Wednesday, but would not say what discipline the girls received. A brick couple now charged with cruelty for keeping their dog on their apartment balcony for hours during a blistering July heat wave. The dog did not have adequate shelter or access to water and ultimately died of heat stroke. A grand jury has indicted 40-year-old Jonathan Correa and 28-year-old Kira Martinez. They could get 5 years in prison. Temperatures this morning starting out below freezing in the 20s, and we're not going to warm up much, although the wind chills are going to die down as those gusty winds abate today. And yes, there is snow on the way for parts of New Jersey, but not the heavy snow that many had been fearing. Dan will have an extended look at the forecast, and then we'll recap our top stories next.
Jersey Radio.
The whole crew gets me out the door with just a good frame of mind and the things I want to know.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:14, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero. So, Dan, the waiting was the hardest part when you had to put together your snow forecast, but it did pay off.
Exactly right. You know, we have to wait until we're within 48 to 72 hours of a snowstorm to really get a handle on it. Early in the week, it looked like this weekend storm could be a big deal for New Jersey, and it still could get messy in southern New Jersey. Saturday night into Sunday could be some travel issues. If you're looking to build a snowman, though, you better make it a small one, because for most of the state here, accumulations are going to be pretty limited. We've got the cold air, that's for sure. Temperatures in the 20s, and we still have that breeze going on, so the wind chill this morning only in the teens. Look for highs lower to mid-30s this afternoon. That's below normal for the middle of January. Plenty of sunshine today, and more importantly, the biting breeze will finally die down. Clear skies, light winds, dry air tonight. It's going to be very cold, lows in the upper teens to around 20, becoming mostly cloudy early tomorrow, with highs again lower to mid-30s. Now, any chance of snow will hold hold off until tomorrow evening at the earliest. And then Sunday, we'll see periods of snow through the morning and early afternoon hours, especially southern half of the state. Hardly any snow accumulation for really the northern half of New Jersey. About an inch of snow possible along the Interstate 195 corridor through the middle of the state. And then I think we could still see up to 3 inches of snow in South Jersey. If we get a heavier snow band in place, if the storm wiggles a little further north, I could even see a little bit more than 3 inches. But just to be clear, no forecast models are going there right now. Highs in the lower 30s on Sunday. We flip back to sunshine for Monday. New Jersey First News time is 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, frustrated lawmakers continue to look into how the Murphy administration hired an accused rapist, but the administration continues to pass the buck. At yesterday's hearings, Murphy's chief of staff just walked out. New Jersey's biggest Republican political boss in Ocean County now faces indictment for tax evasion. In sports, the Isles top the Rangers, Leafs over the Devils, Flyers over the Stars, and the Mets have signed free agent infielder Jed Lowry. Your bus stop forecast in New Jersey fast traffic next.
New Jersey First News time is 5:19. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zara. With your bus stop forecast for this Friday morning, we dive into the weekend with cold temperatures on the way. 20s this morning. It feels like only teens, so make sure you bundle up as you head out the front door. Highs today lower to mid-30s. Still a biting breeze for much of the day. It'll die down eventually, and at least while plenty of sunshine overhead today. New Jersey First News time, still 5:19.
Steve Trevelise.
I'm so happy to talk to you. Your station cheers me up.
Well, I don't care what I'm talking about. You call this radio station, I will stop and tell you a joke.
You know what? I would laugh every time.
Monday through Thursday evening, 7 to 11, on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news. From your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23, it is on this Friday morning. Yes, the weekend is finally in sight. And the good news, Dan says, is although it's going to be cold, wind is going to die down, and we are not going to see the heavy snows that many were fearing as they were panicking people earlier in the week. We will still see snow in some areas, but it isn't going to be a crippling storm, and Dan will have more on that coming up here in just a couple of minutes. It was the powerful wind gust that caused flames to spread, destroying three homes near the Garden State Parkway in Aberdeen. The fire started about 11:30 yesterday morning, whipped by the high winds. Firefighters took 2 hours to bring it under control. One home reduced to rubble, another just a charred shell, and the third heavily gutted. You may have assumed the water coming out of your tap is fluoridated, but if you live in New Jersey, chances are it's not. Only 15% of the population is drinking water that has fluoride in it.
Jim Schultz of the Jersey Dental Association says we rank 49th out of the 50 states when it comes to water fluoridation because...
All towns on a water line must, in fact, agree that they want their water fluoridated. If they don't, the water purveyor isn't able to fluoridate the water systems.
He adds, we know fluoride does help prevent tooth decay, so there's pending legislation...
Both in the Assembly and in the Senate that would require... water systems in New Jersey to become fluoridated.
David Mathau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:24. Three women who used to work in managerial positions with the Atlantic County Prosecutor's Office have filed a discrimination lawsuit. They claim prosecutor Damon Tyner discriminated against them on the basis of gender, engaged in mortgage fraud, and protected a friend's brother who smuggled marijuana into the county jail. The lawsuit alleges a toxic workplace for women. The prosecutor is not commenting on the allegations. From Cape May to Sussex, 33 school districts throughout New Jersey are the newest recipients of preschool aid, aimed to help them expand or even create high-quality programs for 3- and 4-year-olds.
On top of $20-plus million allocated in September to 31 districts with preschool programs already in place, Governor Phil Murphy announced Thursday that a second round of funding, nearly $27 million, is expected to benefit thousands of students this year.
This tranche has a batch of districts that don't necessarily have prior experience in running pre-K, but there is still a needs requirement. In this case, that at a minimum of 20% of kids are on free or reduced lunch as a measure of poverty.
Murphy says beyond starting more kids off on the right foot, this move will also make Jersey a more compelling place to raise a family. In Eatontown, Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:26. Temperatures are below freezing this morning, and it's going to stay cold. right on through the weekend, but we're not going to have those biting wind chills that we had been dealing with. And yes, parts of New Jersey are going to see snow this weekend. It is not going to be snowmageddon. In fact, you probably won't even notice much, depending on where you are. Dan will have everything you need to know about that coming up in 4 minutes on the half hour. Also coming up on the half hour, more questions and answers still as the legislature takes a look into the hiring practices of the Murphy administration. We'll update business news next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:28, as we update business news. Asian markets mostly higher today as investors cheered a more restrained Federal Reserve and U.S.-China trade talks. The Federal Reserve chairman stressed the central bank has the ability to be patient with plans to raise interest rates. The Dow did close up yesterday above 24,000. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner. Our news director is Annette Petriccioni, content coordinated by Dan Alexander and Patrick Labrie. Sergio Bichao is at the editor's desk.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.